This is what's going on. And don't think that this can't happen to you, folks. Plain and simple. Plain and simple. The state is taking over the facility as the police investigate what the hell happened to this said hellhole. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper said the report was deeply troubling. And he's a Democrat, so he called for an immediate investigation into why the facility didn't kill more people. Anyway.
We're hoping to kill as many people in long-term care facilities as New York and New Jersey. I mean, you know, we want to get North Carolina on the map.
It would be even funnier if it wasn't so fucked up. It's not that far from the truth, though. Maryland County School CEO. Thank God Maryland's checking in. Maryland County Schools are a real bastion of higher education. Especially if... Well, we can't say that. Yet. Maryland County's school CEOs. We know folks who teach in Maryland. And the shit that goes on in these schools, it's like Armageddon, right? And it's in many of the rural schools too, man. There's like, they come in, there's the metal detectors, right? Probably a sign that there's not going to be a whole lot of learning going on unless it's self-defense or how to avoid a prison shiv in the lunchroom. The leader of a Maryland County school district indicated that students will be required to wear masks on school grounds and in classrooms until COVID no longer exists. Prince George's County Public School CEO Monica Goldson, Prince George, a lot of kids, right outside D.C., said in Capitol Heights, there's a new sheriff in town. The only classroom I've been thinking about is the one where teaching and learning takes place from time to time. The kids walk in until they have time. I don't even know what this fucking bitch is saying. What? Apparently she has a mask on, or three or four, and she can't formulate a fucking sentence. But let's just move on. It's nonsense, pontificating bullshit. Listen, you think she prepared her statements? The only off-ramp I want is the one where COVID no longer exists, Goldson said. Could you see her earlier at dinner? Three fucking bottles of wine in.
Honey, how did this sound? The only off-ramp I want is the one where COVID no longer exists.
Yeah, it sounds great, honey. Sounds fantastic. Where's the Johnny Walker at? This is fucking bullshit. Did you say you're buying pretzels?
I don't think that off-ramp will exist. I think this is how our life will be, and we're showing that we're adaptable and we can make whatever necessary changes so that we can keep our students learning and safe.
Hey, what do you think if I say that we'll keep the masks to save the lives of the kids? That sounds great.
Right before her stomach was pumped. This is what you're dealing with. They don't care. Of course, Fat Larry Hogan, the governor, he's against masks only when he's sucking down his third sheet cake of the day. Other than that, he's right in there. Of course, he fancies himself as a Republican. It's like a joke. He's anything but a Republican. I don't know what is a parent. My kid would have been out of these schools so fucking fast. The administration would have gotten windburn. That's how fast they'd be flying out of there. I understand, folks, but you can tell your kids not to wear the fucking masks. Just like the truckers in Canada, okay? Just like the airline pilots from Southwest. You could bring these tyrants to their knees. And you know what? I'm not fucking around. I've dealt with these people. We put fucking school administrators behind bars. Okay? I've tangled with these assholes. I don't know, maybe 12 or 13 years of my life I tangled with these assholes. 11 years of my life. School superintendents. They're fucking worms. They're worms. Whatever way the wind blows, they follow. They have no backbone. You can break them in half. You could break their will in half if enough of you said no, fuck off. And you know, folks who know I'm right on about the substance abuse and everything else. Getting their fucking drink on, their martinis on, et cetera, on a Monday fucking night. And it's because
the kids are so stressful. You try being a teacher and working 8.5 months a year. Who do you think you are?
No, you were alcoholics in college. I went to school with you. I went to school with you at a little college, and I went to school with you at a big college. You're fucking rumsicles. Don't blame it on the kids. I knew you when you were a kid. And so we talk about what has happened in New York. We talk about what happened in Virginia. They just don't care. They don't care. They know better than you as a parent. They know better than you as a governor. They know better than you as a Supreme Court, as a state Supreme Court, as a U.S. Supreme Court. They know better. School board members. Fuck out of here. It's an easy fix. Yank the kids. Yank them the fuck out. Or put the wheels in motion to yank them out. You can't change. Listen, I've dealt with dozens of these school board, hundreds of meetings, maybe thousands of meetings. You're not going to change these people. They're fucked up. They're communists. They've been communists for a long time. So get out of the rat race, Bob Marley and the Wailers, and make your own changes instamatically. Headline, university chaplain says vaccination is a citizenship obligation and the unvaccinated should face a monetary penalty or other form of mandatory option for alternative service. University chaplain. That's what that was one of Bill Clinton's pickup lines. What do you do? I'm a university chaplain. Why don't you have pants on? What kind of church? You don't want to know. Lehigh University. Oh, Lehigh. Lehigh. Cocaine University. Heroin University. Oh, okay, chaplain. Oh, yeah, that's Pennsylvania. We know a lot about that school. Maybe worry about a little bit less about vaccination. And more about the fucking out-of-control drug problem at Lehigh. Fuck out of here. Professor of Religious Studies. That's Latin for unemployed. If it wasn't for college, this guy would be professor of a dumpster looking for a fishbone. Lloyd Steffen. He's written an opinion piece in which he contends that getting vaccinated against COVID-19 is a citizenship obligation. Of what country? When was this written? The 1930s in Germany? Anyway, gang. And people who duck their duty should face some sort of obligatory alternative. You know, it'd be great if we had the staff. We should go back, all these fucking blowhards who say these things, and see if they're actually alive 6 months later or a year later. That seems like he says that we should face some sort of obligatory alternative. How about charting your life? See if you actually exist after your opinion piece. Because it's not going well for you folks. Your obligatory alternative for listening to the man is potential death, not mine. Stefan wrote that those who refuse vaccination should be viewed as owing a debt of obligation to society. Oh, we already pay a debt to live in this country. Every day they've been raping us and pillaging us. So we're all debted up, my man. We're actually underwriting this insanity through our debt. But like I said, when you're a communist like this clown, it's right on par. You're already a debt slave. You're a tax slave. Okay. And now they want you to be a chemical slave. So it falls right in line. You know, they blew the dog whistle and this mutt comes out.
I'm going to write an opinion piece and tell people that they owe everybody else.
What about this guy? What about his debt? How much is he making? What's his debt? Let me tell you about these college professors. They make a lot of money and they live well. And they basically, I'll tell you fucking flat out, they basically serve no purpose in life because they're not doing a very good fucking job. You see the kids that come out of college? Oh, look at the kids at Wharton. Forget about Lehigh. That's low-priced drugs at Lehigh. Let's go to UPenn. Now we're talking some good quality, high-quality drugs. A Wharton professor did a poll of her students. This is Ivy League, top business school. One of the top business schools in the country, I'd say. You could argue it, top three. Asking her students, what is the medium income in America, do you think? The answers ranged from, there were a couple that were, you know, $50,000, $60,000, $70,000. The majority of them were between $250,000 and $800,000. Yeah. It's like the Los Lonely Boys singing in Spanish, trying to break through to these idiots. So is it the kids' faults that they don't know that, or is it the professor's fault that they don't know that? And their high school professors and their other college professors? Or is it just the kids? This is a graduate school. So they've already gone through college. They didn't just fucking get there. So whose fault is it, really? It's both. It's both. So we have these people, they come out of the woodwork and they profess to us. And it should be about as effective, what they say, as it is on their students who can't even tell you the average amount of money an American makes. And miss it times 10, times 20. Times 20. What's 40,000? Times 20. Ivy League. Cement heads. You put a lot of that on the professor. Charging the unvaccinated a monetary penalty. Oh, where did you get that from? Justice John fucking Roberts? Obamacare? Or just Obama himself? There's no original. There's no original thoughts here. These people are sheep. They're not leaders. They're not lions. They're not fucking... They're not wolves. They're sheep. That's why you teach at a college. That's why you teach at a school. Those who can't teach. They're not even good at it. Look at the students. If you were so fucking engaged in school and your school was so fantastic, you wouldn't be trying to score smack on a regular basis. And believe me, we know. We know what's going on. Don't forget. When you're 54 and all your friends are in early 50s to 54, some folks who are a little bit older, folks who are a little bit younger, where do you think their kids are? At these schools. What better source of information than parents who are shaking their heads saying, man, I can't believe I fucking sent my kid to this school. It's a blizzard of cocaine, heroin, and everything else. Plus, who cares? I didn't care what my college professor said when I was in college. Why would I give a shit what they say when I was out of college? All my professors in college had one solid guy, Greg Morris, out of all the professors in college. I was in college for 8 years, so there's a lot of professors. Yes. College might have been the best 8 years of my life. Well, when you're paying the bill, folks, yourself, it tends to take a little while. And when you majored in alcohol, tequila, and Schlitz malt liquor beer for 4 years, and parties and everything, tend to lose a little bit of ground. I did all right. Back then, you were allowed to have fun. You could go out, form tackle a street sign, get in a fist fight with a fire hydrant, tackle somebody in a bar, and next day wake up and do it again. Today, you can't do that. You have 3 different court cases. And that was a Tuesday night. A U.S. embassy is urging Americans in Ukraine to consider getting the hell out using commercial or private transportation. We're not paying for it. Oh, remember, in America, it's like the rescue heroes. No man, no woman gets left behind until Biden took office. Now everybody gets left behind. Look at Afghanistan, remember?
Well, they wanted to stay.
Tony Wet Blanket Blinken, the Secretary of State, got up.
There's only 100 people that are.
You say 100 or 1,500 trying to get home?
Well, they had a chance. We told them to get out.
Yeah, boy. What? Tensions in Ukraine rise due to the possible military conflict with Russia. The United States Embassy is officially advising all Americans in Eastern Europe, nation of Ukraine, to leave the country immediately via commercial, travel, or private means. But don't call us. We'll call you to have your remains sent over, potentially. U.S. Embassy released a statement Wednesday morning telling Americans that the security situation in Ukraine continues to be unpredictable due to the increased threat of Russian military action and can deteriorate with little notice, especially if President Biden's approval numbers fall any. Can really step things up. So they're saying, you should get out of the country, but make sure you book a flight. That could be dicey, too. And
you fucked up. You trusted us.
Jesus. Next story. White women yell Black Lives Matter while assaulting a maskless black man on a video. You've seen this video. I mean, this is... the Young Bucks are trying to send me over the edge. Some great... more crazy white bitches. It's usually a Tuesday or a Wednesday story, our white bitch segment. Because white elderly women with the masks on, watch out for them, especially if their eyebrows look like the McDonald's symbol. The McDonald's logo. If they get McDonald's eyebrows on their forehead and they're wearing masks, look out. Look out. Attacking a black man, yelling Black Lives Matter. What does that have to do with anything? People have lost their fucking minds. This government's got people torqued up on all sides. Elderly women in the street attacking a black man. What is it, opposite day? Now, we talked about the insurance companies. noting the jump in death payouts. And we talked about that in many different Young Bucks have prepared a story for it, but we just talked about it with Edward Dowd on the previous episode that we released last night. And it's going to get worse. It's going to get worse. And guess what? It's not just happening in the U.S. We have reports from Mumbai, India, that health insurers saw a huge surge in non-COVID claims, death claims, right after getting the jabs. Just like Payne has said for so long, and our staff here and our sources here, we appreciate everything you've done for us. But we were talking about a dramatic jump in deaths at the end of the year. Now, it's almost February. The media is now talking about this now. We flagged this in September, and we're telling our folks about it, telling you about it. Because we looked at the data, and we put everything in fucking spreadsheets, and we chart everything out. We map everything out. I said, look at this. Wow. And we've done episodes on that. Check out pain.tv. Check out Hotwire. So now it's, let's see, September, October, November, December, January. You know what? We won't say February. I won't rub it in. That's 5 months. I won't rub it in. It's the kind of guy I am.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? Is this not why you are here?
I wonder what could have happened. But don't worry, the media is only 5 months behind on this, and some of your favorite trading card heroes out there are 2 years behind, or a year and a half behind on everything else, or a year behind, ranging from, hey, I think this Fauci guy might not be on the up and up 14 months later, to, hey, I think people are getting harmed for these vaccines a year later.
You're garbage for letting us all go down the drain.
I agree. What is going on here? That little Eric Clapton, knock on wood. Well, we've been doing that. Knocking on cement. Cement heads. A tiny Alabama town is growing its police force by fining everybody in sight. Oh. Is Biden the police chief there? We don't. Did he also, that's where he's been. He's working in Alabama. He's moonlighting. Brookside, Alabama. The Dateline. Paul Harvey. Dateline, Brookside, Alabama. Or maybe Larry King. Dateline, Brookside, Alabama. Population, less than 1,500 people. Can you hear Larry King? For most of the past decade, Brookside, Alabama saw little crime, only 55 major crimes in 8 years. Nobody got killed and nobody got raped. I guess the Clintons never visited, huh? In the last couple of years, the tiny town has generated an outsized police force. The mayor and police force, they are looking to find anybody they can to bring in extra revenue. In a two-year period between 2018 and 2020, Brookside revenues from fines and forfeitures soared more than 640% and now make up half the city's total income. Oh, let's bleed our constituents. Brookside, as of 2020, was arresting more people for misdemeanors than it had residents. The police there find so many people that they have to direct traffic around town hall for the monthly municipal court because there are so many people they're trying to contest the charges against them. Revenue into the town jumped from hardly anything in 2016, a couple hundred thousand dollars, to over $1.2 million in 2020. That jump wasn't from tax receipts. The only commercial taxes generated in Brookside are from a single Dollar General store. The town cranked up and raked in $610,000 in fines and forfeitures from seizures of cars and traffic stops. Oh, this is... And to relay the story, Andrew McCabe and Jim Comey were just hired to run the police department. Not only is half its budget coming from fining travelers, the amount of police are bringing in is more than the entire revenue stream just 5 years ago. If the idea that a former mining town, well, they're mining now, mining your wallet. You're trying to mine your own business, and they're mining your pockets. Trying to paint the town as a hotbed of speeders and reckless drivers. All of a sudden, they talk about suspects, right? This seems more than suspect on its own. This is what you might expect from your typical day on the road. The police there are looking for any reason they can to find, to pull you over and cite you. Brookside officers don't appear to be on the up and up. They've been accused in lawsuits of fabricating charges, using racist language, and making up laws to stack counts against passerbys. Wait a minute. Fabricating, using racist language, and making up laws. These guys should be working in the White House.